Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a person who encouraged you to develop a new skill. The IELTS speaking test is a crucial component of the overall IELTS exam, and one common topic that often appears is describing a person who has influenced you in some way. In this article, we'll focus on how to effectively answer questions about a person who encouraged you to develop a new skill. This topic has been a recurring theme in past IELTS exams and is likely to remain relevant in future tests. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions related to skills and learning. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you enjoy learning new skills? Band 6-7, Answer. Yes, I do. I find it exciting to learn new things. It keeps my mind active and helps me grow as a person. Band 8-9 Answer. Absolutely. I'm passionate about self-improvement and find the process of acquiring new skills incredibly rewarding. It not only broadens my horizons, but also boosts my confidence and opens up new opportunities in both my personal and professional life. Q. What's a skill you've recently learned? Band 6-7 Answer. I recently learned how to cook some basic Italian dishes. It's been fun experimenting with different recipes and ingredients. Band 8-9 Answer. I've recently immersed myself in learning conversational Spanish. It's been a fascinating journey, not just in terms of language acquisition, but also in gaining insights into Hispanic culture. I've been using a combination of language apps, online tutoring, and language exchange platforms to enhance my proficiency. Part 2. Long-term, cue card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to our main topic. Describe a person who encouraged you to develop a new skill. You should say who this person is, what skill they encouraged you to develop, how they encouraged you, and explain how you feel about this person now. Band 6-7, sample answer. The person I'd like to talk about is my uncle, John. He encouraged me to develop my photography skills. Uncle John is an amateur photographer himself, and he noticed my interest in taking pictures during family gatherings. He suggested that I should try to improve my photography skills and offered to teach me. He encouraged me by first showing me how to use a DSLR camera properly. He explained the basics of composition and lighting. Then he took me on photo walks in the city and nature, giving me tips and feedback on my shots. I feel very grateful to my uncle now. His encouragement has led me to discover a hobby that I really enjoy. I appreciate the time and effort he put into helping me develop this skill. Band 8-9 sample answer. The individual I'd like to discuss is my former manager, Sarah, who played a pivotal role in encouraging me to develop my public speaking skills. Sarah, a charismatic and accomplished executive in her mid-40s, recognized my potential in leadership, but noticed my reluctance to speak up in large meetings. She took me under her wing and suggested that honing my public speaking abilities would be instrumental to my career growth. Her encouragement was multifaceted and persistent. Firstly, she enrolled me in a professional public speaking course, covering everything from voice modulation to body language. Additionally, she gradually increased my responsibilities in team presentations, starting with small groups and progressing to larger audiences. What I found particularly helpful was her constructive feedback after each presentation, highlighting areas of improvement while also acknowledging my progress. I now hold Sarah in the highest regard. Her mentorship was transformative, not just in terms of skill development, but also in boosting my overall confidence. Her belief in my abilities pushed me out of my comfort zone and helped me discover a strength I didn't know I possessed. I'm profoundly grateful for her guidance, as it has opened numerous doors in my career and personal growth. Sarah's approach to mentorship has also inspired me to pay it forward and support others in their professional development journeys. Follow-up questions. How has this skill impacted your life? Band 6-7 Answer. This skill has had a positive impact on my life. It's given me more confidence in my abilities and opened up new opportunities for me at work. Band 8-9 Answer. The acquisition of this skill has been transformative on multiple levels. Professionally, it has significantly enhanced my leadership capabilities and opened doors to more senior roles. On a personal level, it has boosted my self-confidence tremendously, enabling me to articulate my thoughts more effectively in various social situations. Moreover, it has instilled in me a passion for continuous learning and self-improvement, which I believe is invaluable in today's rapidly evolving world. Do you think it's important for people to continuously learn new skills? Band 6 to 7. Answer: yes, I think it's very important. The world is always changing, so we need to keep learning to keep up with new developments and stay competitive in our jobs. Band 8, 9. I firmly believe that continuous skill acquisition is not just important, but absolutely crucial in today's fast-paced, ever-evolving world. It's a fundamental aspect of personal and professional growth that enables individuals to remain relevant and adaptable in the face of technological advancements and shifting job markets. Moreover, the process of learning itself keeps our minds agile, fosters creativity, and can significantly enhance overall life satisfaction. In essence, lifelong learning is a key determinant of success and fulfillment in both our careers and personal lives. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. How do you think technology has changed the way people learn new skills? Band 6-7. Answer: technology has made learning new skills much easier. We can now access online courses and tutorials on almost any topic. It's also made learning more flexible because we can study at our own pace and schedule. Band 8-9. Answer: technology has revolutionized the landscape of skill acquisition in numerous profound ways. Firstly, it has democratized access to knowledge, breaking down geographical and financial barriers through online learning platforms and MOOCs. This has leveled the playing field, allowing individuals from diverse backgrounds to access high-quality educational content. Moreover, technology has introduced unprecedented flexibility in learning. The asynchronous nature of many online courses allows learners to tailor their studies to their individual schedules and learning styles. Interactive elements like virtual reality and AI-powered adaptive learning systems have enhanced engagement and personalization in education. However, it's crucial to note that technology is a double-edged sword. While it offers vast opportunities, it also requires learners to develop digital literacy and self-discipline. The abundance of information available can sometimes lead to information overload, making it essential for learners to develop critical thinking skills to discern quality content. In essence, while technology has undeniably facilitated easier access to learning resources, it has also necessitated the development of new meta skills, such as digital navigation and self-directed learning, to fully harness its potential. Q. What role do you think governments should play in encouraging lifelong learning? Band 6 to 7. Answer: I think governments should support lifelong learning by providing funding for adult education programs and creating policies that encourage companies to invest in employee training. They could also run public awareness campaigns about the importance of continuous learning. Band 8-9. Governments have a pivotal role to play in fostering a culture of lifelong learning, which is increasingly critical in our rapidly evolving global economy. Their involvement should be multifaceted and comprehensive. Firstly, governments should establish robust policy frameworks that incentivize and support continuous education. This could involve tax breaks for companies investing in employee training or subsidies for individuals pursuing further education or reskilling programs. Additionally, they should allocate substantial funding to adult education initiatives and vocational training programs, ensuring these are accessible to all segments of society. Furthermore, governments should collaborate closely with educational institutions and industry leaders to align curricula with the evolving needs of the job market. This could involve promoting STEM education, digital literacy, and soft skills that are crucial in the modern workplace. Public awareness campaigns are indeed crucial. Governments should leverage various media channels to highlight success stories and communicate the tangible benefits of lifelong learning. This can help shift societal attitudes and create a national ethos that values continuous self-improvement. Lastly, governments should invest in digital infrastructure to support online learning platforms and ensure equitable access to these resources across urban and rural areas. By doing so, they can bridge the digital divide and create more inclusive learning opportunities. In conclusion, government involvement in promoting lifelong learning is not just beneficial, but imperative for maintaining national competitiveness and ensuring social mobility in an increasingly knowledge-based global economy. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Pivotal role, pivotal role, adjective phrase, critically important. Example, my mentor played a pivotal role in shaping my career. Charismatic, charismatic, adjective, having a compelling charm that inspires devotion in others. Example, her charismatic personality made her an effective leader. To take someone under one's wing, idiom, to protect and help someone who is less experienced. Example, the senior programmer took the new intern under his wing. Instrumental, intel, adjective, serving as a means of pursuing an aim. Example, learning a new language was instrumental in securing my dream job abroad. Multifaceted, multi-tid, adjective, having many different aspects or features. Example, the issue requires a multifaceted approach to solve effectively. To pay it forward, phrasal verb, to respond to a person's kindness by being kind to someone else. Example, inspired by my mentor's generosity, I decided to pay it forward by mentoring junior colleagues. Transformative, transformative, adjective, causing a marked change in someone or something. Example, the experience was transformative, completely changing my perspective on life. To articulate, tictulate, verb, to express thoughts or feelings fluently and coherently. Example, the course helped me articulate my ideas more clearly in meetings. Examiner's advice, to achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a person who encouraged you to develop a new skill. Use a variety of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases naturally into your responses. This demonstrates a rich vocabulary and linguistic flexibility. Provide detailed examples. When describing the person and their encouragement, give specific instances and anecdotes. This adds depth to your answer and showcases your ability to elaborate. Use a range of grammatical structures. Mix simple and complex sentences. Use conditional statements, relative clauses, and perfect tenses where appropriate. Show reflection and analysis. Don't just describe events, but also explain their impact and your feelings about them. This demonstrates critical thinking skills. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on this topic beforehand to ensure you can talk smoothly without long pauses or hesitations. Stay relevant. Always keep your answers focused on the question asked. It's easy to go off topic when telling a personal story, so practice staying on point. Express opinions confidently. In part 3, don't be afraid to give your views on broader issues related to skill development and learning. Support your opinions with logical reasoning or examples. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is practice. Regularly rehearse answering questions on various topics, record yourself, and listen back to identify areas for improvement. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our guide on how to describe a person who has inspired you to embrace change. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.